And we're back with the only Zero Trust podcast that's out there blowing everybody up.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I love it.
We're literally blowing them up. And so in this podcast, we are talking about building, not blowing. We're not blowing people up. We're actually building. So we're building micro segment 3-tier architecture in Azure government with Structudo.io, infrastructure as code, and Zero Trust network pillar principles.
Yes. We're blowing their minds.
We are blowing their minds and not blowing them up.
Yes.
So, Camille, let me get into this episode by saying welcome to our viewers.
Hello, hello. Well, once again.
And welcome to our audio listeners as well.
Yes.
So just want to tell you, this is our Zero Trust Bytes podcast title.
Bytes.
There you go, with the echo, where we dive into the deep world of cybersecurity and explore innovative approaches to enhance your organization's security posture.
Yep.
Why? Because everyone's getting hacked.
Yeah, they are. And I just don't know if people are not understanding the tremendous impact that it's doing to their organizations.
I don't think they care. I think they're creating insurance policies that have, you know how large corporations have marketing budgets? Mm-hmm. I think there's a cybersecurity budget that's just for when they get hacked.
Yeah.
And it's in the millions.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're a cybersecurity insurance company, you're probably loving it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a catch-22. I think they're learning to refine their cybersecurity policies that will hold organizations accountable.
Yes.
So they're going to basically say, hey, if you don't have the CSF framework 2.0 or you're not adhering to a NIST or some type of security compliance that you should be following.
And we won't insure you.
We're not going to insure you in that area.
Yeah.
The other thing is we actually want a copy of your SSP.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the
prove it.
I'm going to let the viewers do the research on what the heck is SSP. So they're going to probably say, what is he talking about? But I'm going to leave that there. So I'm your host, Miguel. And today we have an exciting topic, but I also want to introduce my other co-host, Kamil Kolodeski.
Hello, everybody. Good to be back.
Dobry. All right. So we're going to be discussing, you know. We're just
laughing. It is disgusting what's going on.
It is disgusting. Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about building a micro-segmented 3-tier architecture in Azure government. So for the DoD, we're trying to go through 152 activities.
That's right.
And our goal is to go through them one by one by showing them demos on how you can build the environment with automation.
Yes.
We're having opportunities to share and demo our solutions to them, but
yes,
we encourage other solutions out there. And so Azure Gov is a big deal, and that's why we're doing it in Azure Gov. Some of our listeners and our viewers are going to say, can that be done in Azure Commercial?
Of course.
Okay.
I like to say, if we can do it in government, you can do it in commercial.
That's probably the right thing to say. That's why if you feel that government's not meeting your needs.
Not the other way.
It's meeting your needs. Because if we can make it work in government.
We can make it work
in commercial. We can make it work in commercial. So with Structudo.io, we're using infrastructure as code, and we're following Zero Trust principles. So thank you for coming. Today, in our rapidly evolving cybersecurity landscape that we have out there in the organizations, we're increasingly adopting Zero Trust principles because they want to protect their critical assets. So the word is Zero Trust.
That's right.
And so you're going to hear from all sorts of vendors. This is their Zero Trust architecture. This is their Zero Trust network solution. This is their Zero Trust security posture. You're gonna hear a whole bunch of Zero Trust.
And it's a key thing to remember that this isn't a product. not one vendor. I don't care how they're going to keep saying that we can do it all. It's a mindset. It's a framework. It's a lot of different solutions working in cohesive way to build a zero trust, a fortified cybersecurity defense for your critical assets.
Yeah, the word is cohesive that you said. We were in Washington and we heard a vendor that said they can do all 152, so yeah, we'll leave that there. We don't want to disparage them because they may sponsor us one day or something like that. Yeah. So anyways, So zero trust, we want to, our critical assets need to be protected, not just IT, but OT.
Yes.
I think there's some sessions that we should be thinking about OT side. We
Absolutely.
Should get to that component. But one powerful technique that has emerged as part of protecting your assets is an approach of micro-segmentation, mm-hmm. right? Which allows the isolation of workloads and enforcement of granular access, right?
Yes.
And today we have, once again, if I follow the script, Camille, who's going to guide us through that process of building a micro-segmented three-tier architecture in Azure Government, in environment in Azure Government, while we adhere to zero trust principles, right, Camille?
Yes, and thank you, Miguel, again for introducing me. But I love it because I love this podcast. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's always excited to be here and share my insights of this important topic, share my challenges, my lessons learned. As I said, if you can do things in Azure Government, you can do it in commercial space.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously understanding that those environments adhere to a lot more stricter controls.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't your traditional commercial space where we can do anything and everything. They have to go through different impact level certifications to even be deemed a service to be used for the DoD.
Yeah, so it's basically as stringent as possible, as hard milestones and roadblocks as possible, that if you get through that, commercials kind of like an open ocean.
Yeah, I mean, come on, at the end of the day, we got to protect our nation, we got to protect mm-hmm. our data, we got to protect our critical assets.
And it's good that, I mean, we talked about earlier in episode one that, we're focusing on Azure, right? Because you can't boil the ocean. I think there could be some pivots and some of the activities that we're doing that we should jump and maybe hop to another CSP or cloud service provider.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in this case, we've been focusing on and on Azure in specific. So we're thrilled to have you, Camille. Let's start by understanding these key components and methodologies, right?
Yes.
We want to understand how do we construct a secure and scalable architecture first. And we want you to tell us how we can use Structura. And the reason why we're talking about Structura so much is because you need a tool. The clicking, the pointing, the going into the CLI, the playing games with the cloud formation templates. I mean, even that. We're talking about multi-cloud federal environments that if you're using CFT here, then you got to use PowerShell over here. Then you got to use Ninja templates over there.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean,
I don't
want to
hear it.
So we're trying to give you an opportunity to use an application that scales across and it's using, open standards, I would say. I won't say open source because the language is not open source anymore. I think you got to pay for utilizing the license. But it's been adopted as one of the main architectural languages, declarative languages out there that you can use. The other thing that we have AI assistant integration in Structura that actually utilizes what you've been built, and it's not going out fetching what the whole world is saying how to do something.
Yeah.
It's using it in context of how you architected your environment. So it's not just spitting out bad code and hallucinating and doing all sorts of rubbish.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a key thing, because if you ask the question to get an answer that you don't get, it's because it's your fault. So you want to train the model, train it with some context, give it some info, some background, so it can give you the answer you're looking for. And I have to say that assistant's been very helpful, because not only is building the code for me, but I can speak to it in a natural language processing format, and it'll
Which is the future. It. So it's not just for the tactical edge or the theater that we were thinking about when we put in the natural language processing capabilities in there, where that we felt that the command and control centers were going to need to verbalize a lot of their things if they were needing to move or if there were some. So we were thinking about this, the warrior at that time, right?
I mean, think about the warfighter that's in a fighter jet. Yeah. Is he going to be typing? No, he's got to control a plane.
Exactly.
He can't be typing out code.
Yeah, or, well, in that case, even from a command and control perspective, that is protecting the warfighter and building infrastructure as code or a highly secure NIST, a FIPS environment that's encrypted to adhere to NIST 800-207, right? You still need to be mobile, right? Let's say that, they're under attack, but they have to finish the task. You don't want them getting attacked and relying just purely on keyboards. You know, they have to be able to communicate. And so that's why we have that integrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So so Kamel, tell us a little bit about this HCL,
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that work with
you're talking about Structured.io. We're talking about low-code AI-assisted platform tools. It provides a user-friendly interface that allows users to easily create Terraform's HCL, which is HashiCorp configuration language, to define and provision the required infrastructure resources. Mm-hmm. With its drag-and-drop capabilities, developers can effortlessly build the foundation, such as a micro-segmented three-tier architecture. It's a tool that I use very heavily. We'll go into some examples of how we do it. I'll show you a demo of how we're using it and how we're using the Terraform Assistant to build that architecture. But it's you can't do this stuff manually at the end of the day. We're not at that level anymore. It takes too long.
Yeah.
It's error prone. We're all humans. We make mistakes. We forget things.
Yes.
You need a tool to help you out.
Yeah, it sounds very efficient and very convenient as well. So let's dive deeper into the concept of micro-segmentation. I know we talked about it in one of our episodes, maybe episode 2.
With the AppGate STP?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did talk about using granular level of controls as well, right? But let's talk about the benefits of implementing micro-segmentation with a three-tier architecture. Come on.
Yeah, so micro-segmentation offers several benefits. Firstly, it enhances security by isolating workloads and preventing that lateral movement within the network. We brought up the AppGate STP because, yes, that is a very good example of micro-segmentation and granular user access controls. But what about NPE? What about, which is non-person entities? It's your processes, your workloads. In this three-tier architecture, we have the front-end web tier, we have the application tier, and we have the database tier. Those talk to each other. It's not a user. But we want to control it to specific ports and protocols and even the direction at a granular level. So when, maybe that front-end web gets breached, but they can't access the database tier. That's protected from the front-end.
Right. So in the Zero Trust Architecture framework, is that the PDP, the PIP, the PEP, the policy enforcement point where you talked about the resource talking to the database. So that's basically past the user, right? So user logs in, they get authenticated, they go through the PEP, they go through the PDP. Where is in micro segmentation, where is this orchestration happen? Is that the enforcement point?
Yeah, so great question. And to answer it on both with the user or a device or workload, that's your subject. Your subject has a decision that's going to be made at the policy decision or enforcement point, which is fed by a policy decision point. And there's the policy information points on whether do we allow it, do we not allow it. Our information point is either an ICAM or governance or an MFA, but in this case, we're establishing that in application security group. That's where we're going to show in our demo today.
Good.
That we can allow, let's say, like I said, front end to talk to the application, but not talk to the database.
Okay, cool. So that's really good. So Kamel, what benefits are offered, you know, to micro segmentation that you're about to talk about?
Yes. So talking about the benefits of adopting this security framework, the Zero Trust and the three-tier architecture. Mm-hmm. But before we start discussing this about the Zero Trust principles, I'd like to bring up something important that's coming up in the Zero Trust framework. So a lot of publications are coming out and a lot of our discussions with these events that we're going to, I'm hearing, you know, DHS just published their Zero Trust implementation strategy, very good read. I'd recommend everyone to take a look at it because Don Yeski's team did a very good job putting
that together. Shout out to Don Yeski and your team out there, guys. Much love.
Well done, guys. And girls, ladies.
Ladies.
So they have these documentations. They want folks to understand what is Zero Trust even about? You know, what are we doing here? NSA just published their implementation strategy as well on the Zero Trust implementation for network segmentation. Okay. So that's a good segue that we're talking about it today.
Nice.
Because these agencies, they want to educate the public of what Zero Trust is all about. But I think what the problem is we're not accelerating at the pace that we should be. You know, there's a lot of it's just here's what I think we should do. Let's test it, sandbox it, put it in a proof of concept. Mm-hmm. That's all great, but we got to pick it up. We got to start implementing this stuff.
Yeah, I think the government has showed their force and their strength here. They did a great job by putting together a friend, Randy Resnick.
Yes.
And the portfolio.
Office of Portfolio Management. Yep.
They did a great job in putting a cohesive document that actually explains how and not just how, but why. They gave definitions. They gave frameworks. But now I think it's industry that has the power to take that document and manifest it and put it into realization. The DoD, I think... Randy made a comment that I saw on LinkedIn about that we're not doing enough to speed this up.
Yeah.
They did interviews and they found out that not everyone even understood what the heck is Zero Trust.
Yeah. So
he was talking about we need education and training, right?
It's a huge skills gap. It's a huge education gap.
Right. So tools like Structura, right?
Yes.
Are there to help decrease that training gap.
Yep.
When you have you have a product like Structura, a platform that you can actually communicate to it and say, hey, build me a micro segmented workflow for users that are trying to access these resources and then give me updates via Slack, Teams, or Mattermost.
Yes,
and do that automatically. Yep. That whole concept that we just said, rather than you figuring it out, typing it out, how about talking to it through AI and Structura automatically building that? That's Structura 2.0. That feature is coming out. Mm-hmm. So be ready and watch
yeah.
it because it's hot, right? It's hot over there. We got yeah. Está caliente, everybody. But that's what's coming. And yeah. So the DoD doesn't have enough time to train everybody up on the extensive mammoth tasks that they did just to write it up.
Yeah.
They did that. And I think that's what government's really good at.
Yep.
Setting framework, setting the standard, setting where's the bullseye. They did that. Now industry is taking that and they're coming up with a ton of solutions. When those solutions go back to the DoD or federal agencies, they're trying to figure out like what's hype, what's real, what's not. So I think work groups like ATARC,
yes,
are very important.
Awesome,
right?
Awesome group.
Work groups that NIST have,
mm-hmm.
very important. The documentation that they put out because those are vetted solutions that they've had to deal with government, federal official customers that said, "Hey, this is how we want to see these objectives, these use cases, and these tasks solved."
Yeah,
and being part of that, which we are as well,
yep.
right,
mm-hmm.
is very important because it allows us to hear what the customers are asking for.
Yeah,
and then we can help solve that. So, yeah,
Yeah, so totally agree. And even just recently, I saw Gartner publish a, let's say, like a gap assessment for your zero trust environment and doing follow these best practices at each pillar. And I thought that was one of the best documents that was very easy to read. But anyways, let's get back to your question now. So micro-segmentation, three-tier architecture, right? So this design, this architecture aligns perfectly with zero trust principles.
Mm-hmm.
Zero trust assumes no implicit trust and requires continuous verification and strict access controls.
Mm.
So by implementing micro-segmentation, organizations establish a robust security perimeter, preventing unauthorized access and reducing the risk of lateral movement within the network.
Mm.
And that's key because preventing lateral movement within your network, you're isolating the workload. You're not having a blast radius that can potentially affect your entire organization. If, unfortunately, because you know things can happen, and I think one of the quotes from I remember from AWS's CTO, Dr. Werner Vogels, would say, everything will fail, right? Just expect it to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take the mentality that you're going to get hacked.
Yeah.
Something is going to happen. And if you don't have the right controls, processes, procedures in place, oh man, I don't know.
Fascinating, Kamel. That's very clear. Combination of Structura, infrastructure as code, zero trust principles putting together can empower organizations to build secure, scalable, and compliant architectures for whichever framework they're following. We got a compliance analyzer embedded into our product. We got IRS capabilities. We have HIPAA. We have all of the NIST, the CMMC level 1, 2, and 3. I mean, it's a Swiss Army knife, baby. You know, so
what else did we miss?
I don't know. And then
FinOps. Oh man.
Yeah. So FinOps. So
that's huge.
Yeah. Think about building something and then not knowing how much it's going to cost.
And then you see the sticker price.
That's what's happening for the federal. You see
like,
the bill.
I'm good.
We went to Washington and we heard one of their representatives say, "Hey, you know, we got to stop these add-ons and the charges."
Give it to me for free. What?
The cloud is not going to stop. The cloud's doing that all day. But here's what needs to happen. Don't build ignorantly. Don't build without knowledge. That's why the FinOps component is in Structura.io.
Yeah.
It's there to give you insight of what your monthly spend is.
Mm-hmm.
As you size and appropriate, this is what we're going to put in production or in a sandbox. You have the financial numbers there. Let's take that, highlight that environment. Let's talk to our Terraform assistant and say, hey, how much would that be? Build this same environment that you have in Azure. Build in GCP.
Yeah.
Give me the cost on how much that is. That's a powerful tool. So
very
now,
powerful.
All of a sudden, you can get cost on a monthly basis to figure out maybe this workload should be running in GCP versus Azure, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that happens when most companies have multi-cloud solutions today,
sure.
And they have the financials and they can kind of roll it out and kind of do some cost analytics. But
sure.
Think about before you're building the architecture, this three-tier micro-segmented architecture,
mm-hmm.
and knowing the cost while you're building
it,
because it's calculating that cost as you're doing it. That's powerful.
Yeah. So empower your leadership, empower your executive teams with the data they need.
Yes. All right, Kamel. So let's get into this demo.
Ooh, yes, demo. So. Yeah, perfect segue into our demo where I will be showing the combination of Structura.io, infrastructure as code, and zero trust with micro-segmentation. So let's take it away.
Yeah. Another great demo, Kamel.
Right?
Especially showing the capabilities of our Terraform assistant using NLP.
Yes.
To help you build additional virtual machines. That was powerful.
Love that tool.
And before we wrap this up, do you have any final thoughts or advice to our listeners and to our viewers?
Yeah, absolutely. So my advice would be to embrace the power of infrastructure as code and leverage tools like Structura.io to simplify the development process. Just to add a story, I think this is kind of the powerful benefits of using a tool like Structura.io for the infrastructure as code. Even this week when we're doing these different demos and we're building these architectures, I have the ability to bring it up, test, check out a new feature, destroy it. So overnight, we're not incurring any cost. Ooh, I mean,
there you go.
Isn't that what we want? That's just one example. But how about, I think a few years ago when we were doing some CloudGuard deployments, and one of our customers called us and said, guys, we need help. We need to deploy Gateway Load Balancer, AWS Transit Gateway, firewalls, like now as fast as we can. And they were like freaking out, like, when can you do this? We're like, this afternoon. Whenever you want. Like, we already have that infrastructure's code in our repository. Mm-hmm. We switch a few variables. We switch the environment, mm-hmm. the IP addresses, whatever it may be. But the best practice architecture that we spent so much time developing and building mm-hmm. was already there for us.
Yeah.
So infrastructure's code comes to save us during that project. And I thought that was a really powerful benefit of finally seeing, like, wow, this is awesome. I think we did like 4 environments in one afternoon.
Yeah, it's a rush. I mean, it's ideally, that's not what we're encouraging to do all the time, but that's the beautiful thing of having infrastructure as code, policy as code as well.
Yeah, policy as code. That's
which
big.
Is the next stage and the next iteration of automating your cybersecurity controls, policy as code. Well, thank you, Kamel, for sharing your expertise and valuable insights with us today. It's been an enlightening discussion.
Yes, thank you for having me, Miguel. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, so this concludes today's episodes. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media for updates and all of the goodies. And
like and subscribe.
Hey, we got these coins here. They're sitting around. No one really wants them yet. But you know, when we go to the shows and stuff, then that's when they grab them. But they are here for you, and we do have a nice wallet of Structura, wallet. I think it's very beneficial. But nice. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this episode. Thank you guys, and we hope you found it informative and that you've gained actionable insights into enhancing your organization's security. So stay tuned for more exciting episodes where we explore the latest trends and innovations in the cybersecurity landscape. Any other thoughts, Kamel?
Yes. So remember, in the world of cybersecurity, trust no one and embrace zero trust. Until next time, stay secure.